Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You can hear us on the radio, the free Odyssey app, and if you want to watch us, we're on YouTube streaming every day. Hi. Say hi. Ike, say hi to the YouTube folks.
What's up, YouTube
Look
folks?
At them. Smile for them. There you go. Jack, why don't you smile for the YouTube people? There you go. Give us a good comment in the YouTube chat. How are the comments going?
They're fine. A lot of people begging for some more Puck It Up with Broads.
Oh tomorrow?
Really? Yeah, Puck listen. It up. Big stuff.
Is that what it's called? Puck It Up?
No, it's Flyers and 50.
Well, I know that. I know he was coming up with a new...
Well, yes. Puck It Up is Rod's creation, right. You know, Mr. Alliteration.
Yes.
Yes.
Rarely see him around the office anymore, Lakin.
Yeah, so. He's too busy pucking it up in Las Vegas.
Yeah, exactly right. Also, a lot of comments about how me and Elliot look alike, like almost we're brothers. Because I guess people haven't always seen us. In the past. So now on YouTube, they can see how we kind of look and whatever.
Do you look like Elliot?
I don't think so.
If you wanted to make the case, I think you could make the case.
There's the same color hair.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're both white.
We'd break that one down.
That one, yeah. And they got the scraggly beard.
The little beard, yeah.
Who do you think could grow a better beard, you or Elliot?
That's tough. Probably me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, probably me.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. I've never seen him really grow it out. Like, sometimes I let mine grow out a little bit. I haven't seen Elliot let
it. Yeah, Elliot doesn't usually grow his out thicker.
Yeah.
Well, he likes the Daryl Morey look.
Yes. Yeah, the little scraggly, I haven't slept in a month sort of thing. So we are lucky here on the WIP Afternoon Show because we have a little segment that we do around a certain sport. And the person who does that segment wrote a book about the sport. Here's the segment.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
RingTheBellBook.com.
Pre-orders going on now.
Pre-orders are flying in. May 27th is when it's going to come out.
Autograph book, free shipping.
Yeah.
When's the last day I need to place that order?
Well, if you want to get free shipping, which I will give it to you anyway, so you're going to get it regardless.
Yeah.
And if you
but
want
at
it,
home.
If you want an autographed copy. Yeah, for everyone at home, May 27th.
Yeah.
If you want an autographed copy from me and my co-author, Kevin Reavy, then May 27th.
Okay.
And then the books will ship in June.
And to be clear, I'm a Kevin guy.
Yeah, you've made that clear that you're on Team Kevin, which is good. Kevin's a better
writer. So basically,
I'm
not getting my book till June.
Well, I don't know that. We'll see.
Could be later?
No, it'll be in June. I'm just saying, like, I don't know the exact date you're going to get the book.
Well, I'm just saying, in June.
Because they're going to get delivered to me, and then I'll bring it in to you.
We're not going to get them early?
Well, maybe.
How can I tell people that the book is good and if I can't read it early?
No idea.
Okay.
Cross that bridge when we get there.
All right.
But the pre-orders are flying in.
All right. RingTheBellBook.com. How about this? The next five orders get free shipping and an autograph book.
Wow, that's a big offer, Spike.
The next five orders.
Yeah.
I'll pay for the shipping for the next five orders.
Wow. That's big stuff.
All right.
And I'll autograph it.
Well, that might actually help with the pre-order.
Yeah, I don't think you want to commit to that.
That could be a mistake.
Well, of course I would.
He's not even giving you a free book.
Well, that's going to change.
Okay.
If you agree to autograph,
How many copies do I got to autograph to get a free book?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll
see. Five copies?
Dude, we're open for negotiation.
All right.
This is all good.
All right.
So, Phil's lineup is out.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this shakeup in the lineup.
Oh, I like this. Make Boehm hitting seventh.
Nope.
Oh.
Turner, Harper, Bohm, Schwarber.
Okay, good.
Castellanos.
Okay.
Realmuto.
Okay.
Sosa in left field.
Ooh.
Stoddard at second base and Rojas, Johan Rojas, center field.
They got in the lab and they found a way to get Sosa into the game.
Yeah.
More often.
Playing left field.
Yeah, I like Kepler though. Are they managing Kepler's games a little bit here? I know he's been hurt the last couple of years.
I think it's just a lefty thing. I mean, Sale's okay. Obviously Sale.
I was going to say, this feels like one of these lefty-righty things.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're giving Stott the shot against a lefty. Yep. They're not giving Marsh a chance.
Yep.
Kepler's also cooled off a little bit since the beginning of the year. So maybe they're just giving him an extra day, and against Sale, you know, it's tough for any lefty. But Sosa in left field is something if he can do it, he looked okay in center field. Now, there's only two opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So Sosa in left field is going to be really, really interesting. He'll be fine. Like, catching the ball, throwing the bases, I think, could get interesting.
In terms of he knows where to go with his arm?
Arm strength.
Like, okay. He has a really good arm at shortstop. I just wonder how, that plays in left field, where you got to put a little bit more behind it.
Well, that's the one outfield position that the arm is least needed, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're throwing to third. If you're throwing it, you're never throwing to first, right? So it's a shorter throw to third from left field than it is from right field.
Yeah,
so,
it's really just a throw home.
Yeah.
Yep. And if it's a long double off the wall, you got to throw it to second base.
Yep.
But hey, it's something to monitor. Hopefully he can do it because it'd be a good thing to have. So,
I just hope we know what we're doing with this.
I don't know if they do. I think they're trying stuff out.
Yeah,
and
that's all I'm saying. Because I don't want to mess up Sosa either. Putting him out there. Because now his head has to, he's not instinctively playing anymore.
Yeah, well, at least he did play center field the other day. Maybe that got his feet wet, and he did get two hits in his next game.
Right.
I think that.
Well, you saw him in spring training. Did he do any of this in the spring?
He played center field a little bit in spring training.
Okay.
And he's been working with Paco Figueroa a lot, I guess. He's doing a lot of work in infield and outfield. I think we get so worried about, with that, what happened with Kingery. Moving all around.
Right.
Again, I think that was a Kingery issue rather than you know, because a lot of players move around now. So we'll see. I hope he's fine. Now, Weston Wilson starting his rehab assignment in Clearwater tonight if they need a little right-handed bench bat.
Good. Well, especially if Sosa's not a bench bat anymore.
Right. He's a straight-up platoon player.
Yep.
And then I have one big thing I want to get to, but real quick, some numbers on the Braves, because I know that we put them in a really high class in Major League Baseball, as I think is mostly deserved. 1-8 to start the year. As a team, they're hitting 193, the third highest strikeout rate in baseball, which is pretty crazy for the. I know Acuna's not there.
Yeah, but still.
But they still have Albies and Michael Harris and Austin Riley and Matt Olson. And it's just. That's not great.
They
gonna
fire Snitker at some point?
Oh, Snitty.
Well,
he talks a lot of smack.
Well, at some point when you have this much talent on the team and you're not being held back by injury, it's just Acuna. They're gonna have to write it at some point, or they're gonna have to do something. They lost. You know, last season was everybody got hurt is what it is.
Still made the playoffs.
Made the playoffs.
Yeah, you can't kiss away an entire season like this for nothing.
Man, the Phillies have a chance. Listen, you can't bury the Braves.
Yeah, no.
But you can really distance yourselves from them. 1-8. And their bullpen ERA is 4.71, which is 24th in baseball. So has not been a hot start. Now, the big thing I want to get to is obviously the Bohms.
And they've also played the Dodgers and the Padres.
They have, and the Marlins.
Well, they split with the Marlins. That was a two-gamer.
Yeah, well, listen.
I'm looking at the schedule. I'm okay, it's not like they lost to nobody.
Hey, I don't know if you know this. Phil took 2-3 from the Dodgers.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you should start giving a little credit where it's due.
Yeah,
right?
To the Phillies?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who we play.
So the big thing I want to get to today is obviously the Bohm situation has been talked about. He's batting third tonight. I think the Phillies deserve some blame for where we're at with the Bohm thing as well. I mean, they spent all offseason not really squashing the Bohm thing. He's a sensitive guy. It seems like there's a story, I believe in The Athletic, that he turned his phone off for 2 months because he didn't want to hear anything about it. At some point, you almost have to, if you're not getting what you think, but also for him in return, you got to almost be willing to lose a trade to possibly move forward here. And given how he's reacted, I can't say we're surprised, right? I mean, it looks pretty much exactly the same. I think the Phillies deserve some blame for where the Bohm situation is. And if it goes even further south and to where he's turned into a platoon player, then you're going to lose even more value for him if you do want to trade him.
Yeah. Let me just say this, and I like Edmundo Sosa. I do. So it has very has somewhat to do with him, but it has more to do with Alec Bohm, who's struggling right now. If you don't have a better replacement, I don't know how the team is stronger. Sosa playing every day, he's not going to put up better numbers than Alec Bohm.
Maybe not, but I think you're overrating the numbers that Alec Bohm will put up. He doesn't put up irreplaceable numbers.
Of course. I completely agree with that. But what I'm saying is, are you replacing him with somebody that's going to replace those numbers?
Maybe not, but you also are
ridding yourself. How does that make you a better team, though?
Well, because it's not always about the total production on the field. If the difference is, let's say that Alec Bohm hits .276 with 16 home runs and, you know, 88 RBIs, something like that this year. If Edmundo Sosa comes in and hits .260 with 12 home runs and 68 RBIs, something like that, but you've rid yourself of this potential distraction, I agree with Jack in that the mistake they made was we were all hoping Alec Bohm would take this personally and just sort of change how he is. But that's not really how he's ever been. That was a hope, but not really a... It's as likely as Joel Embiid, you know, going into the offseason and getting in the best shape of his life. Mm-hmm. You hope, you cross your fingers. So my thing with the Bohm issue now is now that it is, I believe, becoming front and center, it's just going to get worse. And it's going to be a focus of the fans. It's going to be a focus of us. Clearly, there's no way the team loves it, or they wouldn't have tried to trade him. They wouldn't have benched him on Sunday. They wouldn't have benched him in the playoffs.
Sure.
So I think what you're doing by moving on from Bohm, not only maybe adding a middle reliever or something like that, you are ridding yourself of the distraction and the negative vibes, which I think may be more of a problem than the difference in production between him and Sosa.
Yeah, see, and I think it's far way too much stuff being placed on Bohm. Like, all of a sudden, if you get rid of Alec Bohm, the team is going to be great moving forward.
No, I just think it's a potential pitfall. Like, it could be a weight moving forward. If
it would
he
have to
reacts
be pretty,
negatively
it,
to this.
It would have to be pretty bad. And listen, if Bohm allows it to get to that, if he allows it to get to there, then he should be gone. But I think we're nitpicking with the personality stuff right now. I think there's extra eyes on it, and when he doesn't hit well, we're all sitting there like, let's see how he responds to it. Well, if he goes to the clubhouse smiling and looking like he doesn't care, he's going to get ripped for that. He's going to get ripped for that. So part of me says, as long as it's not an issue in the clubhouse, and only they would notice. They would notice. If his teammates are that bothered by him and they want to get rid of him, then yeah, he has to go.
Okay.
But I think because fans, a small portion too, being led by you, a small portion of the fan base wants to focus in on him and make him the guy that we're going to rip because we like the majority of the rest of the team, but he's the guy we'll focus on and make everything seem like, well, he is the reason why the team isn't playing well. I think that eventually will get us what we want, which is him out of here.
Well, no, the team is playing well. So
yeah.
So
it's not affecting the team.
Not yet. And I don't think they need it. And by the way, I don't think it's a small percentage of the fan base
who is
looking at this. I think it is a reasonably big percentage of the fan base. I think remember, this is the same, he's the I hate it here guy, right? I wasn't here
sure,
for
yeah.
it. This is not new from Alec Bohm.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is not like a nine-game sample size.
But he didn't say he doesn't want to be here.
But he definitely doesn't want to be here. Or
then they should have. Well, then if they got that from him, because it seemed like he wants to be here. If he doesn't want to be here, then they should have been moving. Then I agree with Jack.
Yes, I agree with Jack.
They should have been moving him for whatever they could get for him then.
I agree with you.
But then that's on them then.
No. It's on them. But I think it's now on them to solve the problem. I think sometimes general managers get in this thing where they feel like they need to win every deal. They need to make sure they're getting the right value back. And that I don't know that is a... sometimes you just have to look at the more complete picture rather than I got to make sure I get the exact value out of this
team. But he's the same guy that helped you get to the World Series and to the NLCS.
And he's the same guy that got benched last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Same guy.
I didn't say he was out without flaws.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of what weighs more to you.
Sure, yeah.
And what you're focusing in on, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're not hearing me give you any pushback about maturity. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that there's a level of talent there that is useful for this team. And if we're talking about taking down the Dodgers and all this other stuff, like his talent is beneficial for them moving forward unless you find someone that's better.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We're in a playoff series against the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to one at-bat, and that at-bat is Alec Bohm in a crucial situation against the Dodgers or Edmundo Sosa. Who are you feeling more confident in?
Easily, Alec Bohm.
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not. I just think he's going to break.
Who do you think the team would feel more confident?
What's that?
Who do you think the Phillies would feel more confident in?
I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
Alec Bohm. He's the better hitter.
Okay. He's going to get crushed by this. He's already been crushed by it. He already can't handle it. And I think it's only going to get worse for him. And if you want to say that's my fault, that's fine. But
I'm just saying, here's the thing. When you're saying he can't handle, what are you saying he can't handle? The criticism?
He can't handle any of this.
Well, how did he handle it 2 years? How did he handle the first half of the season?
I don't know. Sometimes things grow on people, and it's obviously worse now than it was 2 years ago. You know, his that's why they talked about trading him. And I, by the way, I think when Bryce mentioned that they tried to trade him, I think it was a last ditch attempt to try to get the guy to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just guessing if I tell you I think Bryce likes this or I think Bryce doesn't like that.
Well, I agree. When we say to get him to grow up, okay, we can say that about a lot of athletes. Mm-hmm. Grow up.
Yes.
So he's not getting in trouble off the field.
No.
Things of that nature. We're talking about how he reacts to not having success.
Yes. And
he's not calling out teammates.
And he's the one guy who doesn't seem committed to whatever they're trying to do at the plate either so far this year. He's the guy swinging at first pitches. He's the guy, you know, beating the ball into the ground.
Would you agree that's how he's had most of his success?
Yes, but we all said that every single one of these guys had success doing it the way that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But to get better, they were going to need to try to do things maybe a little bit differently. And even Castellanos, who would be the poster child for, I got here doing it this way. He's even been vocal about the different way that they've been doing it. And Alec Bohm has not.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, I, for me, it's over. And
yeah.
I understand your position on the production thing. I don't think you're going to get the same production out of whoever you put at third. But to me, it's worth it. I think it's worth it. to get out from under whatever this could potentially turn into.
Maybe I'll look stupid. I don't think. See, that's my thing. You're making this out to be bigger than what I believe it actually is. Mm-hmm. You act like this is about to destroy the team or break the team apart.
I think it's going to be a thing. That would be my guess. But maybe I'm wrong.
But being a thing, I don't know what that means. Is it be a thing that costs the team? Is it be a thing that's going to break the team apart?
It's going to be a negative drag on the team.
Okay.
Would be my guess. Who knows? You know, he could hit 482 for the next 10 games, and this will look stupid. But
well, you know he's going to hit eventually.
Sure. I think he will. Yeah. All right. What would you do?
With what?
A boom. What are we sitting here talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know.
Clipping our toenails?
Come on.
Why the toenails? Why the toenails?
I can't even reach my toenails.
Why? Oh, because the back.
Do you want to clip my toenails?
The fake back injury.
The fake. Look,
you would indeed. I would see how it's going around the deadline. I'm not going to write off the Alec Bohm thing. I don't love the way it's trending. Okay. For sure. Like
I don't either. By the way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't either. I just look at it like, I don't know. We don't have very many good players on the team outside of the top five or six guys. Everybody else is a possible and a maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe Stott will do this. Maybe Kepler can do this. Maybe Sosa can do this. Maybe this guy can do this. Maybe Rojas. Maybe Brandon Marsh. Like, all these guys are a bunch of maybes.
They could never bring Aiden Miller up this year, could they?
If he's hot enough.
Okay.
And looks ready.
Right. And he's at AAA now, right?
No, he's at ready.
Okay. All right. Who did they? Oh, it's the outfielder they moved up to AAA, right?
Justin Crawford.
Right.
And our boy Gabriel Rincones.
Okay. And when does Painter start? Is that Friday?
Friday.
Okay. We got to get a report on that on Friday.
All the guys are coming up.
High Hopes Jackie Baseball report on
Live
Friday.
Live from Clearwater?
Yeah, there we go. 215-592-9494. Tony in Pottstown. You're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Yo, guys. I mean, I think with the Bohm thing, real quick, I think it's just the matter of he hasn't adjusted to what everyone else is doing. So I think, yes, he's frustrated, but if he was at least bought in to, like, taking some pitches instead of, you know, 0 for 4 on 5 pitches seen in a game, I think maybe we're looking at it a little bit differently. But it's the constant first ball swinging, and I get it, you know, that's where he's been successful. But again, we've talked about adjusting and shifting the philosophy. So I really think that's why that's why people are so dug in on this issue, at least just from my opinion.
Let me just ask this real quick, Tony. He sounds like a very good baseball person. I know these two guys are baseball guys. I heard Crux say this at the one of the games. He's talking about Alec Bohm or what have you. He wasn't necessarily excusing him for swinging at the first pitch, but he was, and I'm sort of paraphrasing, but he's basically saying, well, if you know you got a guy who likes to get a strike over early, likes to get ahead in the count, and that's probably going to be the best pitch that you see up there, then swinging at the first pitch, I mean, Schwarb does it. He does it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I don't know. You know, if that's going to be the best pitch you get to hit and it's going to be a fastball, you let that go. You go down in the count, and then now you're trying to work counts to see if you get another good pitch to hit, or are you up there just trying to get a walk?
I guess what I would say is you better produce if you're doing it. He's not producing either.
Right.
Yep. So it's all, you know, Tony, your point I think is correct is it's everything. It's like if he was producing and being a baby, mm-hmm. I don't think the voices would be as loud. If he was not producing but also not being a baby, I think we would probably excuse his lack of production as an early season, give him time. It's the combination of it happening all at once, and to your initial point and to what Ike was just talking about, the first ball swing when everybody else seems to be committed to this other thing. Now, he has, as Ike said and is true, he has been successful in his career being a first pitch swinger and swinging early in counts. I just think it is to be noted that the rest of the team has taken a purposeful shift.
So, okay,
in how
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So can a team not be successful if 8 out of the 9 batters are doing it and the one guy is trying to remain aggressive and take pitches and you know, go after pitches he normally sees?
You better produce.
Well, no, I mean, can the team overall be successful?
Sure, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just got to produce. And first of all, and Spike or Ike, I'm glad that you're like, yeah, they're baseball guys. Just for forewarning, I mean, I peaked in middle school for my athletic career, so I got nothing.
Well, I never peaked.
Well, no, listen, I was just being I was partly being facetious saying that,
well,
being
the
football guy.
I just want to let you know that I peaked in middle school. So I'm never going to hit you with the, I played varsity one time. Nah, I peaked in middle school, bro. All right?
All right.
For the record, I was, I peaked, peaked a little early, as they would say. But anyway, back to the call, the original topic before Elliot came and hijacked everything on his hype chair.
As he normally does.
the original question was like, hey, where are we at as a fan base? Have we changed? And the answer is no. We're still angry. We're still miserable. We wanted to fire the coach at 2-2. You tell me how we have changed if we wanted to fire the head coach at 2-2 and we had a bye and we legitimately had topics on should we fire the head coach. That is a fan base that has not changed.
Well, but there's a before and after of the Super Bowl situation here, and we'll see next year. We'll see next Eagle season. We will. Now, I am confident, Tony, that we will be lunatics during the Eagle season.
Oh, and no doubt.
If the first half, you know, does not look good on opening night against
banner
the Lions.
Night, yes, banner night.
Yeah, on banner night, we will boo like we should. But you're talking about before winning the Super Bowl and after. And I think that there might be a bit of an attitude adjustment post-Super Bowl. But who knows?
Well,
who knows how long it'll last?
But that was the second Super Bowl. We had already won a Super Bowl at that point.
I mean, we
had one Super Bowl coming in. I mean, so I just think that we're still angry. We're still miserable. We still want to fight everyone. We still want to tell everyone that our opinions are right and we're the smartest fan base in the world, and we'll fight you if you tell us differently. But I think our expectations have changed now. Now we've got that taste of winning. So now I don't want to ride the ride with you, Spike. I just want to win. I just want to freaking win, dude. I don't want to ride the ride. The ride sucks, dude.
No, the ride is everything.
The ride is not. What if you lose?
The ride, but then you know you're alive.
You rode the ride to just get off and die at the end? Who cares?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Without the sour, the sweet doesn't taste as sweet, my friend.
Oh my gosh! Don't give me that analogy.
It's
that
true.
On all accounts, no, dude. Let's win. We just want to win. Who cares what the ride is?
Nah.
Who cares?
I agree.
Winning too many championships makes you a jerk. Thank you for the call.
What?
Well, it does.
I want to know what that feels like.
Yeah. Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. Coming up next, new Mel Kiper mock draft. Ike, we're 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. So we'll find out.
I got to start doing some crunching videos.
Yeah, I got to do a little YouTube scouting, YouTube big board coming up. We will find out who Mel Kiper took in with the Eagles at 32. Also, who Ray Dittinger is focusing in on. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.